We began with Jesus in the Gospel according to John. That was last year. We looked at the life of Jesus in John's Gospel to get a clear picture of Jesus and his ministry, as well as what his death on the cross and resurrection means for every one of us. If you missed part or all of those podcasts, they are still available at your favorite podcast outlet. Of course, you can listen to them at pgn.church as well. We began with John's Gospel because we at the Pure Gospel Network felt led to begin there. Curiously, it was the last of the four Gospels. Then we moved to the very end of the story, the last book of the Bible, Revelation. We compared the beginning and end of that book, as well as explored the middle of the book for the central message. I hope you liked Revelation as we looked at it devotionally. The goal was to see how Revelation fits our lives, every day of our lives, and not just the end times. And Revelation became the first step of the journey backwards through the New Testament. When you look back to past events, you always tend to look backwards. Sometimes the past becomes clearer as you move backwards through the events that took place. It's like reviewing your life. You often begin with the present and trace each step of the way backwards in your mind to see how you got where you are. We have done a lot of that in the last few weeks. Along the way, we studied what may be the first New Testament book written. I once thought Matthew was the first book to be set down with ink on paper, or actually the predecessor to paper, the parchments. But the best evidence is that James was either the first book or among the first that were written. But long before James was written, people heard the story of Jesus, because that's just about all the disciples and early followers could talk about. Many of them spent the rest of their lives spreading the good news of the gospel. Perhaps the most famous of those early evangelists was the Apostle Paul. Last time we spoke of the final years of Paul that are only implied by comments in Paul's letters, as well as filled out by other books that are not in the Bible. We stayed away from the fairy tales. We tried to stick with the facts. Nothing but the facts, Sergeant Joe Friday said regularly on the old TV show Dragnet. But now we have the joy of telling you about the many years of Paul spreading the gospel, in which Christianity changed from being just a Jewish group to including Gentiles and Samaritans and many other cultural groups. And then we need to connect the Gospels with the beginnings of the church and the transformation of one of the greatest enemies of the church to the greatest of leaders of the church. Now, I'm talking about Paul. He was one of the greatest leaders. So I will lay out for you where we will be going in the months ahead. We begin with the book of Acts, Jesus ascending to heaven, the delight of Pentecost when the church was born. We will see the many miracles and struggles of the early church, as well as their experiment with communal living. We will see the great leaders of the early church and then see the entry of an early enemy of the church, whose name was Saul. Miraculously, God met with Saul, and he was transformed dramatically into Paul. It was more than a name change. It was a vivid picture of how each of us can be transformed by God. We will follow Paul on all three missionary journeys, and then we'll also look at the final fourth journey by inference. In the process, we will discover the rest of Acts and all 13 letters that Paul wrote during this time, roughly from the years 33 to the year 68. Now, I have no idea how long it will take, but I will share with you the riches of Scripture and Bible scholarship on this journey. And if the Lord does not return, we will finish with the rest of the story of Jesus found in the three synoptic gospels, the parts that John overlooked because he probably thought everyone had already read them. And those are the three other gospel counts, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Then again, if the Lord doesn't return, we will begin moving backwards through the Old Testament. There are many wonderful events and teachings there. But if the Lord returns, we'll hear the remainder of that story at our Lord and Savior's feet, whether that be in heaven or in a transformed earth. Regardless, there are great things ahead, and I hope you will grow in your faith and love for Jesus and for others as a result. And if you're not yet part of the family of God, I pray that you will be born again and transformed into the wonderful you that God planned all along. That's what God wants for all of us who travel this gospel trail. This is Brother Don.